Introduction. A Night Alone on the Mountain. Not till we are lost, in other words, not till we have lost the world, do we begin to find ourselves. Henry David Thoreau, Walden, 1854. Just before sunrise, the search and rescue captain quietly pulled me aside outside the earshot of my son and two sons-in-law. We had 9 volunteers on the mountain all night with lights, whistles, and bullhorns, he said. We've covered all 9 trails beginning to end. There was no sign of her. At 4 a.m., we sent up a helicopter with FLIR thermography, forward-looking infrared radiometry, so we'll soon know where she is. By dawn, the captain had his answer from the helicopter pilot. No heat signature. Through a fog of fatigue and worry, I spotted my youngest son defying the rescue team and heading up the trail with a flashlight, hoping to succeed where the pros had failed. I knew I could not keep up with a determined, if ill-advised, 32-year-old, so I stayed behind, asking the veteran search and rescue leader for his frank assessment. "I don't want to alarm you, but I've been doing this a long time, and it doesn't look good," he said. "I'm bringing in the dogs, so the best way for you to help is by bringing us some clothing your wife recently wore. Be back in an hour." As I walked to my car to drive the 20 minutes from Mill Creek Canyon to our home in Salt Lake City, I happened to overhear one exhausted, if indiscreet, rescuer refer to his canine replacements as cadaver dogs. Had Diana, my wife of nearly 5 decades, met with an accident, or worse? Had she fallen into a ravine? Did I need to worry about bears or mountain lions or coyotes? Putting aside such images, I thought, what will this mean to the lives of our children and grandchildren? And more selfishly, how will the resolution of this long night change my own life? Returning to the immediacy of my highest and best use clothes-gathering assignment, I refocused on making the drive from trailhead to valley. A bit irritated from the lack of sleep and a looming sense of dread, I wondered what in the world a 65-year-old woman was doing hiking alone in the mountains. In fact, she'd been preparing for a long-planned, week-long trek we were soon to take as a family. Diana was cramming, taking hikes on her own to get in shape, hoping to surprise all of us, me, her 7 adult children, and their 7 spouses, with her fitness. This hike, not far from our home in Salt Lake, was one in a series of increasingly challenging solo outings, yet one that was, on paper, easy enough that she felt no need to bring flashlights, whistles, warm clothing, survival gear, or maps. It was supposed to be a simple, safe hike, just 4 miles, albeit up steep terrain. She'd set out around 3 o'clock on Saturday and had expected to be home by 7 p.m. She wasn't. As night fell and I'd begun to wonder where she was, I called our kids to see if they'd heard from their mother. None had. One daughter replied, however, that a few hours earlier she'd spotted a cell phone pin locating her on the peak of a nearby mountain. Apparently, Diana had been proud to reach the summit, so she'd dropped an electronic pin on it before her cell phone battery ran out. It wasn't long before this clue led us to the trailhead that belonged to the pinned summit. Sure enough, Diana's locked car was sitting alone in the parking lot. Now, hours after nightfall, with no sign of her, a worried...